And Alter Rebbe said, Avas Olam, Vos meint Avas Olam. Everybody teaches Avas Olam means an everlasting love. He says, Vos meint Avas Olam, an Ave vos is genumen fun Welt. What is Avas Olam? A love that's taken from the world. And in the early years, the Alter Rebbe just went into a transcendental ecstasy and he began rolling on the ground, which the Alter Rebbe used to do. And this is apparently the meaning here. Ava Salem, it's a love that's taken from the world. You look at the world and you say, what is the world? Mamala Kalalman, Saivav Kalalman, Kula Kamekalei Chashiv. So what am I getting excited about? Is there anything to really get excited about? If I'm not getting excited about the godliness of something, I'm getting excited about nothing. And in his words, he says, it's like comparing nothingness to eternal life. I mean, imagine somebody gives you an offer. You can invest in two stocks. One stock doesn't exist, but you can invest in one stock exists. Right? Which one will you choose? Now, what happens if somebody makes a choice? One stock doesn't exist. Another stock will exist for eternity. I mean, it's not even a choice. So Alter Rebbe says, that's what you're dealing with. You have every moment, you're making a choice. I'm going to love nothingness or eternity. Absoluteness, truth. And this he calls Avasalam. So why is it Avasalam? It's not the abundant, awesome love we spoke about before, but it's a love that's taken from the world. You can really translate it as an essentially a love of the world. You're in love with the world, with the real world. You're in love. If you want to really be in love, the Alter Rebbe is saying, you have to discover the godliness of the world. You're in love with the world, but with the real world. Hashem, it's loving of Hashem. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Torah and mitzvahs are his intimate self. That's the foundation of Tanya. I just want to finish here a few lines. There's a Hasidic discourse of the Rebbe Rashab of the year Tofresh Nun Dalet. That would be 1894. He says an unbelievable thing. He says, Hazay, that the deepest craving in the deepest urge in the world is elements connected to relationship, to intimacy. And one of the things that affects and destroys the spiritual soul of a person, he said in the beginning of 42 and in chapter 29, is what's called Chatas Norim. Chatas Norim means a wasteful emission of the procreative substances. And the Rebbe Rashab says, but everybody knows that's one of the most enjoyable things in the world. He says, it might even be the deepest enjoyment there is in the physical world. And that's why in this issue, people are totally irrational. So the Rebbe Rashab says, a Yid has to think, what's the big enjoyment here? And this is what he says. What's the big enjoyment? Big enjoyment is that the seed that creates a child has in it the essence of the father and mother's soul. Like he said in Tanya chapter 2, HaBen Nimshech B'mayach Av, the procreative substance is not just a biological product that comes out of the body. It comes from the mind, which is the abode of the soul. It comes from the depth of the person's consciousness. So he says it's the only activity in a person's life where your essence emerges. And that's deep pleasure. That the essence of the soul is there, therefore it's so intense, it's so overwhelming, it's so consuming, it's so powerful, because there's nothing in the world where a person's essence of his soul, or as in Tanya it's called the essence of the mind, which is the abode of the soul, comes out. So the Alter Rebbe Rashab says, so what's the deep pleasure here? The deep pleasure is that, as he puts it, Chachma Shebenefesh, the mind, the power of chachma, of wisdom, which is the abode of the soul, the brain, emerges. Rebbe Rashab says, think for a moment. This this brain and this mind, which has a soul in it, that is being expressed here, where did it come from? It's basically our brains and our minds come from the level known as Chachma Da'asiyah, the intelligence and the brain, which is the central nervous system of the world of Asiyah. Where did that come from? Chachma of Yitzira, Chachma of Bria. Where did that come from? Chachma of Atzilus. So the Rebbe Rashab says, you want the real pleasure? Open up a Gemara and you have Chachma Elav Atzilus. You're releasing, he says, the source of all the souls. Now you have it, he says. That's real. Instead of going to that element, which is, it's all a result, and it's on the bottom line of the, it's at the end of the ladder, so to speak. And essentially, it's hollow and it's shallow, it has no identity. Go to its essence, go to what it really is. That, if you want it, go to the it of it. Now again, when a person is overtaken by the craving, if he starts thinking this, it's going to get you. You know, be you thinking about me. And Alter Rebbe said, because we're not objective. We're not objective enough. But here he's not talking during the craving. You have to dismiss it. But generally, in a Jew's life, he has to create that awareness every single day of his life to, so to speak, experience a more mature love. Just like a child loves Lego games or fire engine trucks. And then when we're adults, we become much more mature and we don't love that. We love green papers and or other elements. So that represents, you know, you have to get a little more mature. Take it out of its garments and use that ava for... Well, you have to work on it. You have to sensitize yourself to it. You have to learn it. Yeah, of course, but since but this is a different pleasure. He's talking about a pleasure that's Chachmei Law of Atzilus. It's Hashem's wisdom. Torah is Hashem's wisdom. It's a different pleasure. A person has to work. I mean, this is work. It's not... let's just learn a few lines. Huh?
He's
going to really get from the Tzilos. Yeah, okay. The Rebbe adds, let's just finish fast, it's late. Just want to finish the Varter. I saw a Vart once. Chavivin Yisrael shenitan lahem kli chemda. Pirkei Avos, the Yidden are beloved that they were given kli chemda. Kli chemda literally means
a
precious vessel or article. So one of the Hasidic masters explained, Chavivin Yisrael Shnitlam Klei Chemda, the Jews are beloved, they were given a vessel for godliness, and that's Chemda. Chemda is a deep faculty of craving, of love. And that Chemda can be used, can be reoriented, can be transformed. V'gam Mishain with the V'gam. Even a person whose soul's attribute of love is not vested at all in anything, not physical and not metaphysical. It's called a cult of fish. And there are certain people who are amphibian, cold-blooded creatures. That's what he's saying. Their love is not, they don't care about anything. There are people who are not passionate about anything. A person who's passionate about life, the Alter Rebbe is saying you're passionate about life. So be passionate about life. But be passionate about life, not about nothingness. Be passionate about reality. And what is reality? First of all, the source of this very pleasure you crave is godliness of it. So go to God. Second of all, if you really want to be passionate about life, the only life that's really alive is the intimacy of Hashem. And the word that's invigorating this slice of pizza, or that's invigorating this check, that divine word is totally submerged in Hashem's intimate self. So that's what you should be going crazy about. But what about a person who doesn't crave anything? His faculty of love is not invested in anything. He says he's not excluded from Avos Eilam. Yochel lahaliv nafsha, he can still kindle a soul. Kiris ve'yesh, as a burning coals, not just you can kindle your soul, and kindle your soul like a burning coal. V'shalhev esazen, an intense fire. V'lav oil ha'shamayim, and a flame that soars heavenward. Ayideiz b'inenus ha'niskar aleil, by contemplating the above-mentioned contemplation. K'mashe kasav l'kamen, as will be explained later on. He's not telling you to take love, like you're saying, since your love was invested in something else, now take it and invest it in something new. He says, my love is not invested in anything. Dr. Rebbe is saying, but even you can kindle your soul with a powerful flame. Because when you realize, it's not just invested in a better stock. You realize that the only true essence is godliness. And you cannot hide from that. And you cannot run away from that. It's impossible for you not to have a relationship with it. So this, even such a type of Jew, even such a type of human being, maybe the first time in his life, if he really meditates it, he'll experience love. Tereva came from Lithuania. He was born in Litva. The students of the Magid used to call him Litvak. Okay, now he just says the last piece. Now there comes the third detail in which Avos Eilam is different than Avos Rab. This category of love sometimes precedes fear. According to the quality of das of application, which fathers it. K'noidas is known, and he explains in parentheses, the faculty of das of application encompasses attraction and rejection, which is love and awe. Upamim, and sometimes shachasadim kaidmim later the lihizgalos. The chasadim, the love element, descends and manifests itself first. Das is the intellectual ability, application, which produces emotions, versus academia, expressed in chachma and bina. Das includes chesed and gvura aven. He says sometimes yira comes first, but sometimes the ava could come first. Yira is easier to obtain. You know, when you walk into a dark room, right? Tell people get scared, you know, there's maybe something here, right? Even though you don't know that there's something here, but the doubt is enough to drive fear into your heart, right? I never saw somebody walk into a dark room and fall in love because maybe there's something here that I can fall in love with. You know, never happened yet. Why not? Right? Because to fear something, you know, you don't need that real contact. You know, even a question, even something might be here. You don't even know that something is here. It can drive fear into your heart. Love requires a much more vivid, apparent, powerful, deep relationship. So the Alter Rebbe says, but since they both come from Das, so sometimes the love can come before Yira. So a Jew can experience this Ava without having any Yira. And therefore he adds, V'lechei nefshe l'rasho balaveres, therefore, it's possible for a Rasha, a Jew who transgressed and sinned his whole life, a sinful person, to repent and return as a result of a love that is born in his heart when he remembers his God. Even though he has no yira whatsoever, not even the lower level of all. But this level of love can come into a person's life sometimes before the level of awe. Omikalma came nonetheless. You see the Alter Rebbe's discipline. Hayira gamkin klulaba memela. There is some fear included even in that. Rakshi b'b'chines katnus v'helem.
It's just, it's in a state of minuteness and concealment. Which means it's a fear of sin not to rebel against him, explained before in 43. It's the love which is in a revealed state in his heart and the mind. That's what he consciously feels. Which means he's saying that a love that doesn't have fear concealed in it is not love. That's self-indulgence. That's gluttonous love. It's like a person who sees a good meal and falls on it and devours it down his gullet in a few bites. You're going to say he's in love with the food. You're going to call it love. It doesn't deserve the term love. It's just an uncontrolled, gluttonous approach. So he's saying even this ava has in it a yira, just the yira is concealed. And Alter Rebbe says, "Achzel derech mikre veiras shah bashgach pratis meis Hashem letzayruch shah." However, such a case where a rasha should experience love of Hashem and that should make him repent before a level of awe is an extraordinary occurrence, and so to speak, an emergency prescription through Hashem's particular providence, as the occasion requires. So first of all, it's not a regular thing that happens. It's a unique experience, and it comes by special divine providence, k'maisa de Rebbe Lazar ben Derdaya, as happened with Rebbe Lazar, the son of Derdaya. Just a moment, let's finish the last lines. Avol seder avoida kvua tluya b'bchiris adam. But the regular order of divine service, which is determined by and depends on a man's choice. 2 points. First of all, is the regular order versus an unusual situation. And this is dependent on man's choice versus Hashgacha Pratis, what Hashem particularly mixes in. In the normal circumstances, Tzarech Lahaktim Tchila Kiyim HaTeirah VaMitzvah Zayde Yiritata. The first thing you have to begin with fulfilling Teirah Mitzvahs through the lower level of awe. B'pchinas katnos ha-kolponim, at least the smaller level of the lower level of awe, b'sur me'rava se'taif, which leads you to depart from negativity and to do good. L'hoyer nafshei alikiz b'ira teiru mitzvisah, to illuminate one's divine soul with the light of teiru and mitzvahs. V'achar kach, and only then, after what? After he introduced a level of yiritata, at least the basic fear which prevents him from negative behavior and motivates him for positive behavior. So after that, the light of love can shine upon the soul. Because the word vahaft, and you should love, has a numerical value twice that of the word oir, light. As is known to those who are familiar with the esoteric wisdom, Kabbalah. Vahafta makes up the number 414. Vav is 6, Aleph is 1, He is 5, Vez is 2, and Tav is 400, it's 414. Oir is Aleph, Vav, Resh is 207, twice Oir is 414. So he says, you want to love, you first have to have two lights in your life. First light is the light of Torah and Mitzvahs. And then you can experience the light of love. And Alter Rebbe is saying here something very deep and very personal. Every Jew wants to start being sensitive to spirituality, sensitive to godliness. Avos Olam, that's what Avos Olam is all about. He says, normally you don't start with that. First you have to have at least yiras chet, at least yiritata, sur meirava seitaif. A person first has to be living in a schedule and in a routine where he lights up his soul with Torah and mitzvahs. Then he can start learning how the world is a spiritual place. Sometimes you spontaneously experience Avos Olam without any level of yira. In other words, people who sin, who transgress, but suddenly they become spiritual. This happens to everybody. The Alter Rebbe says there are those elements, but it's not dependent on you. And nor is it normally how one should behave. In order that the love should be truthful, enduring, it should sustain you. It shouldn't be spontaneous and just a passing mood. First you have to have the light of Torah and mitzvahs, which comes through Yira. A basic acceptance of the divine yoke and a realization of Hashem gazing. And I'm discussed in the beginning of 43. And then he can come to the experience of Avos Olam. Now, just to conclude, the exception he noted was the story of Reb Lozer ben Derdaya. What's the story of Reb Lozer ben Derdaya? We'll finish with this. The story is in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there was a Jew whose name was Elazar ben Derdaya. Elazar ben Derdaya was unique. Shalayhi niyach zayna achas ba'olam shalay ba'alah. He did not, he made sure there was not one, He covered all his bases. Whenever he heard that there's a woman who was ready for a promiscuous relationship, he seized opportunity. And then he once heard about a particular individual who was on the other side, and he had to cross seven seas, seven rivers to reach her, and he reached her. And he paid her the wage she wanted for the immoral relationship. And the Gemara says, the Bishas Hergil Davar, in the midst of the relationship, she emitted ear. Ear from her body. Huh? And she told him, she tells Elazar ben Derdaya, she says, Kashem Shafich Zu Eina Chezer Islam Kaim Makach Elazar ben Derdaya Eim Makabla Naisi B'tshuva. Just as this ear will never return back to its original space, my body will never reclaim it, it's gone forever. Elazar ben Derdaya is gone forever. He will never be reclaimed, he will never be accepted back. He heard this. He heard Ava Soilam and Ava Genomen von Welt. That's the whole point. The point is that there are spontaneous revelations. You remember, this touched him in a major way. This just, it shattered him. It struck him very deeply. And the Gemara says, he went and he sat between two mountains, two huge mountains. And he said, Harum ugvoyes bakshu alai racham. Mountains and valleys, please plead for mercy. On my behalf, plead for me, for racham and for mercy. So they told him, Achana mavaksha malacha navakash alatzmeinu. Before we ask, pray, beseech Hashem on your behalf, we still have to pray on our behalf. They quote a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki aharim yamushu vahagvayas tamoitena. The mountains will also ultimately be moved, and the valleys will also collapse. So he turns, the Gemara says, to heaven and earth, and they respond the same way. He turns to the sun and the moon, and he says, pray for me. Ask Hashem for compassion for me. And they say the same thing. Sun and the moon will be humiliated, ashamed. We have to ask for ourselves before we ask for you. Reb Lozer ben Derdaya went to the stars and the planets. Everybody refused. So he said, ein hadavar tali elabi, it's dependent upon me. The Gemara says that he placed his head between his knees, v'gav b'bchiya, and he burst out in uncontrollable tears, weeping profusely, at sheyatza neshmasa, until he died. So a voice came out of heaven and said, Rabbi Lazar ben Derdaya is going to enter Elam Haba. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, Rabbi started to cry. And he said, Yeshkayne Elami b'kam ashanam v'yeshkayne Elami b'shah achas. There are people who, it takes them many years to acquire the world, and there's a person who acquires his world momentarily. And then Rabbi added, and he cried, he said, it's not enough that Bali Tshuva are accepted, but they also call them Rabbi. They said, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, he's going to receive Elam Haba. It's interesting, by the way, that Arizal asks a question. Arizal says, Bal Tshuva, Her Bal Tshuva, and how do you call him Rabbi? You have to have smicha, you have to be ordained. And also, how do you come to Elam Haba? You need garments of Torah and mitzvahs. He had tears, but he didn't have Torah and mitzvahs. So Arizal writes in Lekutei Torah, on
Tehillim Lamed Beis, Gemara and Brachas Daf Chavtes, Yechanan Kayan Gadol, Shimish Bekohuna Gdaila Shmainim Shana Venasa Tzduki. Yechanan Kayan Gadol was a high priest for 80 years and he became a Sadducee. Elazar ben Dodai's soul was a reincarnation of Yechanan Kayan Gadol. Yechanan Kayan Gadol, when he became 80, he became a Sadducee. Imagine. Tzduki. He was a reincarnation of his soul. So his whole life, he was a Rasha, and his last moments, he became a Tzaddik. So he had everything that Yechanan Kayan Gadol had. But in any case, this is an expression of the idea that Alter Rebbe is saying. Rebbe Elazar ben Dodai experienced an Av. He remembered Hashem. When she told him, they're not going to accept you, it devastated him. Yira, it wasn't. You mean punishment? You think that's Pshat and Gemara there? When you learn the Gemara, you feel love more than you fear fear. You feel fear. It's like. It was the relationship he craved. The relationship wasn't Ava Rabbi, he says, it was Ava Salem. It was Ava Salem coupled with Tshuva. But Alter Rebbe says that's a unique thing. By normal, ordinary people, in normal cases, you need Yira, Sur Meirava, Seitev, and then comes the Ava Salem. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah.
I never heard that. Maybe, I just never heard it. What did you say? Oh, okay, right, sorry. Who didn't die? I never heard that. Yeah? Really? Yeah?
Check it with your sources before women are,
What's the story again?
The story was that there was a young boy from the shtetl who was very intellectually gifted and went to Western Europe to universities. In those years, going to the Western Europe to universities meant to join the Haskalah. And he wrote a mathematical treatise.
Yeah.
And he came back to show off, his parents and everyone that back home, look what I accomplished out of the West, we're ahead of you.
Yeah.
And he showed his mathematical treatise to Alter Rebbe, and Alter Rebbe found an error in it, and it devastated him. And he saw that Alter Rebbe was well beyond him. So the Alter Rebbe taught him privately. Except Alter Rebbe is very privately. I think Derech Tshuva was the notes from what the Alter Rebbe taught privately. A couple of weeks later, the man passed away. I think the Alter Rebbe said he was a Gilgul of Rebbe Elazar ben Dodai.
I heard that.
Okay, so, but the question I have is, so why did he reincarnate? He was so accepted in Gemara. That's a question I always had since I heard the story.
Oh.
Unless you reach such a Madrigal Shemaim, they could go further. That's what Sir Yitzhak Gitzer told me. If Shem Tov, the 3-year-old that came back, he did go to Gan Eden. You think that person was a Ger Tzedek at 3 years old and not go to Shemaim? He went to Shemaim. He reached such a Darva that he could not go any further. $5
Was up in their day, yeah. Not even.
Yeah. How does it? I don't understand how it did. The whole.
He had Yechonen's mitzvahs.
It would seem like he did. Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? The whole. Yeah, I mean, and then he's a Gilgal. So there's one thing to. That means after that.
He had Yechonen Kohen Gadol's mitzvahs.
Yeah.
And he rectified the end of Yechonen's life. That's true.
I have trouble dealing with that.
I mean, he's the first sinner you ever encountered.
No, maybe, but from such a year, we come back to this world, and do I have a lot of averas? In the meantime, you know, you're balanced. We look at
He had a big yetzer hara.
We look at every mitzvah.
Well, we also do avedas. I don't understand. So.
Yeah, but
our neshamas probably also came back into the world. I mean, I don't know, but and we still do our averus.
Yeah.
It's called a big. We all have big yetzaharas. The Alter Rebbe likes calling it animal souls that are very powerful and they exert their influence. And it's a very daily. But why shouldn't a person do an avera if you don't fight a war? You have to fight not to do an avera. There's so many temptations. Gossip, thievery, embezzlement, food, overeating. I mean, no.
It doesn't mean that he's going to get the same Olam Haba that Rebbe is. That's how I had the same kasha when I learned the Gemara. What do you mean, Muslim Machayim Haba? And he's just, Rebbe said, Yeshkar Olam Shah. The Olam Haba, just because that you have Olam Haba and Rebbe. Kaddish has some hard means that you're not going to have the same.
You don't get the same power.
The same, yeah. Same.
Obviously.
Power, right? I mean, Rav Shimon Echai says, you know, it is, he's going to be, him and his son is going to be in this Baklaria, he's going to be able to see the Ex-Baklaria of Hashem, but then, so there's different parking spots. So he got in. How much he got in, that's how I answered your question.
I mean, which also come down back, when souls get recycled, it seems like sometimes they do it until the, you know, it seems like in the meantime, according to the Rambam, it's ending up, it's certainly throwing the balance different in this world.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's what's good.
There were other reincarnations of Elazar ben Adaya after him also.
I would assume that that was not the end.
Now, no, I don't hope not, but I don't know. I mean,
probably got recycled.
Yeah, what do you want to ask?
Alter Rebbe said here that it's Hirosha, and he brings down that his tshuva was Hirosha, and he was
not his tshuva, that Ava comes before Yira.
Hirosha b'ashkacha pratis meis Hashem. So it was like a divine gift from the Eivishda that he had it. So if he got it, so why does he get Olam Haba for that? If it was Dafka, if the Eivishda
no,
wanted him to...
No, I don't think that ashkacha pratis is that... I don't think the Hashgacha Pratis is that he didn't do it, Hashem did it. Hashem created the circumstances.
I'll tell you what I have a problem with. Because you take a look at Acher, right? Acher also had the Zelda.
My son.
Know, the Eivishta, like said to him, everybody gets true except for Acher, and he believed him. Right? So how does that fit in? Here there's a guy who's mamish the ganze leben at Gibana Bahema, and yet Eric had a shkacha pratis for the Eivishta that he was there, and Acher given a greater time with Chachem a ganze leben. I mean, you have shot the with that. That's very smelly too. And so somehow out hashkacha pratis for the Eivishta, I maybe his sin, he was mamish, he was by Gandhi Oilamus that nobody else kept zogim shot the with Dallas of a parshim shot. Maybe he understood. He understood that when this lady, the Zayman, told him that you don't have any, there's no way out for you, and it's mashma. Maybe all the other zachen in the Gemara. But he said, I'm doing my own things. In other words, they were telling him also that he was going to all turns, and everybody was telling him, you're a falayrna. So he was also in the Zelda Bechimah from Acher. And at a time, he said, I don't believe anybody, and I'm going back to Acher. Although it was David that told him that.
Well, he asked, somebody asked another interesting question. How did the Alter Rebbe know that my sister of Elazar ben Adaya was Av? Maybe it was Yira. But I think the pshat is, what do you say?
He uses it here as an example.
For
Ava.
The crying. The crying.
The fact that I have no connection with the image. It's like Karas. It's Mamish Karas.
That's what bothered him. B'zachri es Hashem alakav. He remembered his calling to his God. And that... And he had a tshuka.
It wasn't like he was afraid that it was even mentioned that he was going to Gehenna, and that's it. I mean, the word was
no relationship, being cut off.
Being cut off.
Right.
This sense of Acher is also the Zavim Acher.
You're going to be cut off.
It's not a yiridik.
It's Ava. You long for the relationship. So Alter Rebbe says that this Eira Ava before Yira doesn't happen regularly, and it has to happen by Eis Hashem. It's not even with your Bechira. What's May Eis Hashem? The Av is May Eis Hashem. So he didn't even do it. Well, Hashem just created the circumstances, like the woman, which allowed the Av to emerge. Maybe that was the circumstance. You mean, you want to know why he responded this way and he responded this way?
The response was
opposite.
The circumstance.
Well, no. And that's what she told him also. Same words almost. But they both said the same message. And the Gemara says that Acher shouldn't have believed God.
Yeah. I don't think if the Abish told, if there was a heavenly voice that told Rebbe Elazar ben Anaya, maybe the Maisa would have been different.
I hear what you're saying.
The Ficha, which is also like, also shows that I look at the way I learned the Gemara, like he's looking at this beauty. She was supposed to be the creme de la creme of all designers. And she admitted the Ruach. He sees what her atzmi is. So my ganze leben, it was like, this is part of the shach. My ganze leben is given roidef achav vas ruach ra. That's what the Gemara says that if you have a craving for an isha, look at her, that she's full of dam nidan dam and soya. Right? Mali nidan.
Yeah, he brings in perik yedalad. Chamas malit soya. Maran Shabbos, yeah.
So that smacked him right in the face. So.
He had that was the providence for life. He got it. Achad Abish to tell you, you're gone. So who am I to argue? I want to ask you something. The first case about the Baskel coming from down from Shemayim, that's not going to begin until this first. He will. The Baskel said, "The Blessed Ben the Dayim is Zumal Chayel." Yeah, then he will. No, one of them is a Baskel coming down from Shemayim, because we're taking it Acher. What was he doing? He wasn't going Lamata into the Bria, but he was going Lamata. He was using the Seichel. So it's a different clip. But this one was down here. But for it was
so he got the Nefichim.
Yeah, for like this. But even more.
You hear what he said?
The Maizeh also the Zohar is talking about Shem Tori Klai Yisrael. The Kulachad. The Emes Hanof from Kisvei Ramchal. The idea is someone doesn't have to do Pa'ulis. I mean, you have to do Pa'ulis to be Mamshach. But in the beginning, from Jump Street, there are certain laws of material in the physical reality, laws of gravity. Same thing by Ruchnius, that Hashem and the Jews are already Ba'av. The only thing is that Yisurim have to be pushed away, and also not a lot of Gashmius. Because once the Gashmius is, so then once he saw, once she said over to him, this is like the knock. They said, "Yoi, why?" I mean, that knock didn't. That was like a baseball bat onto the knees. That was like a punch right.
You're saying the Achdus is
what? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like this. I mean, but your pshat is like what you said. I mean, it's like, oh, you're going, this is what I've been talking about. This is the seed. This is the greatest. This is the highest. And this is what this is.
It's interesting. Another nekuda. It says in Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe says another Maimarim. That's the reason. Taka for the minig, that for what Tosfos says that in the morning you should say Ave Rabbe, by night you say Ave Salem, because by day, in a moment of revelation, of divine revelation, that's Ave Rabbe. And during nighttime, when there's a darkness, then you can only experience Ave Salem, because Ave Rabbe is a whole. Yeah. That's why Shabbos versus Yom Tov, I mean versus the weekdays, Shabbos Ave Rabbe, weekdays Ave Salem. Although the Arizal said you should always say Ave Salem. Even though really there they says you say Ave Salem Haftanu or Ave Rabbe Haftanu. It's Hashem loved us. It's not we. But I guess.
I was thinking also it could be endless because loved us means that there were people that had the Ave Rabbe connection.
So I guess
there were people,
the Sarusa de la Ela is dependent on the Sarusa de la Tata.
So there were people that drew it down. Some Amela, it's an endless mistake.
But what's interesting is like this: what's the connection between these two, to Yirat HaTah and Yirui Law? The Pashtus, Avas Olam is like Yirat HaTah, and Avir Rabba is like Yirui Law. But the calculations he uses for Yirui Law, he uses for Avas Olam. Yirui Law is when you realize the Bittul of the Olam is. Right? And that's what he does in Ave Salem. That's right.
The same
The whole bittel that are used for Yiri Law versus Yiri Tata's Chitzayni Yisalikos. Yiri Tata's Yiri Law's Pnimi Yisalikos. Suddenly in Ava, Ava Rab is another type of Ava. It's Ava B'tanugim. Atzilis, there's no I anymore. But Ava Salam is the bittel of Elamus, but there's also no I. It's very... it's hard to understand. You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah. Also, the same contemplation that you're using really for you, that you're using for Ahava. Maybe it's a little bit, you're channeling it through the love, but it's the same contemplation. Initially, when you first thought, I had the question, well, how could you think, use the same contemplation and come out with Kira and also come out with Ahava? Here it's a little bit, he's using the contemplation, but drawing on different.
The Rambam does the same in the Yilchus Yisrael Torah Perek Beis. He says one contemplation and says that Ava and Yira. But somebody asked me, the Rambam says first Ava and then Yira. He says when you think about, we spoke about the Rambam, we speak about the awesomeness of the world and the splendor. Here the Alter Rebbe says Yira first. Peter Gimel also says Yira first. Peter Gimel also says Yira first. Bechlal, by Chassidus, the Yira comes before the Ava. There's different types of Yira and Ava. There's lower levels of Ava. So Pshat is, you have to say Pshat and Tanya this. I heard this pshat from Rabbi Yael Khan. Because this is a big question on this perek. He says, because he says, kulaka mekalei chashev eliciting ava is not kulaka mekalei chashev eliciting gira. If you fall in love with Hashem, because kula can make a loy chashev, it's a lower level than when you're awed by Hashem. Because kula can make a loy chashev. Because whenever you love something, under ordinary circumstances, you feel yourself. Who's in love exactly? Who loves him? You. So what's this kula can make a loy chashev? The etzaminion of Ava says this is not kulaka mekalei chashev. Yira means get me out of this place, you know. Reb Zusha was hiding everywhere. But Ava is self expansion in a way. I mean, not, I don't mean self or self expansion, but there's an I. Ava betan nugim, taka, different type of Ava. That's the whole vart. And that corresponds to Yiri Law. Because in Ava B'Tanugim, there's no I. You get glued to Hashem, so to speak, and you just melt away in that ecstasy, in that delight. Yoinasi. And he says, that's a gift. You can't even generate it on your own. Hashem pushed us to give you that love.
Generating that stuff, there has to be an I.
But Ava Salam, and he's an interesting Indian. Yira, he said, who experiences Yira law? Ezel Chachim Arayas Anailat. A Chachim Amayin Tematze. Chachim. Here he says, how do you get Avos Eilam? Ayidei Hatvuna Vahadas Begdulas in Seif Baruch. It's Binah, not Chachim. And it's a big difference. Chachm is bittel. Tvuna is not total bittel.
Well, you said before, many chapters ago, tvuna, you basically, now you're the one that's reaching out.
Right.
That's reaching out.
Chachm, it's grabbing you. And bina, you're reaching out and you're grabbing it. And that's yira and ava. Yira, so to speak, it grabs you. Ezel Chacham, a Jew somehow senses the Kulaka Mekaloi Chashav, whether through Torah and Mitzvahs, whether through Chachma Shabbat Nefesh, he's lost. In the presence of Kamei, I'm nothing. I'm really nothing. I don't add up to anything. When it comes to bin and das, avad yom is bain in mamala kalam, yom is bain in sevu kalam, yom is bain in kula kamei kalai chashev. So you say, this thing I'm so excited about, let me realize that this is kula kamei kalai chashev. So even though the poil mamish, as a result that you have an avad to the Abish to himself, and not to yourself and not to the world, but nonetheless, you can't say that the kula is mamish nothing. Because first of all, in love, there is right away something, there's a craving. And furthermore, he senses the closeness, I guess. I mean, that's what Ava is, you know. I'm something. I mean, it's not furthermore. It's really, I mean, that's... I mean, it's hard to decipher. So Mela comes out that that's going to be Ava Salem. And Yira, that'll be Yira love. But in Ava, it's not going to be Ava, it's going to be Ava Salem. Whatever Pshat is, it's just very... it's very interesting.
To order additional MP3 CDs, call Heichal Menachem at 718-633-1076 or visit us at www.chassidus.com. That is chassidus.com.